Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. And St. Louis and Winnipeg are underway and in the second, 1-1 in for Winnipeg, that game right now, tied up early in the second. That's all I got going. My TVs are going in and out. Somehow, some way I have this game going. I'm sure it'll go out again. I heard it's going to get worse after midnight. Rick Haro is down at Augusta, our sports business and legal insider on a bench. What did you think of, well, first of all, the Tiger, where he is just phenomenal for the weekend, except that I've been talking to David Dusick for the last few nights and tonight as well, and that Saturday's okay, but Sunday's supposed to be a disaster weather-wise, and it's going to allegedly ruin the weekend.
Two things. First of all, I've been on with Pharrell for 20 years. He is my definitive hero. And when I can't get on Thursday nights, my normal slot, I cried all day today, by the way, but I couldn't find a phone. You know that.
So I believe it.
Before you make fun of me, just know that you are the best, and I will always do anything for you. So today was a little bit different. It was great weather for 2 days, lousy weather for today. Leaderboard, unbelievable. We got, you know, Tiger won back. That's great. But how about, what, six major champions ahead of that five, whatever it is. So moving day will be different than normal. And I will tell you, because I will play meteorologist for you, that it is 95% chance of severe weather from 5 to 7 on Sunday Eastern, which is when everything happens. So strap it in.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's going to ruin Sunday, and everyone lives for Sunday at the Masters, and it's going to suck this year, and it's going to ruin it because if they have to do it on Monday, you know, bottom line is the world moves on Monday, and they will lose that audience as sure as I'm sitting here. By the way, Winnipeg scored. They're up 2-1. Tell me about Masters by the numbers, Rick, with Wallet Hub, what they're doing in terms of, you know, tickets, concessions, everything else that goes on at Augusta.
Yeah, let me give you a quick Wallet Hub. Thank you for that, and they give me some numbers. They always do. The badges, by the way, for the weekend, about $2,400 a day, 15% increase from last year. That's Tiger, Tiger, and more Tiger. The television dollars, by the way, in 1956, which I don't know about because I was one, it was 2.5 hours. Now it's 18 and a half hours, so 640% increase. 250,000 people visiting Augusta area. I flew in and flew out. I know it. And viewership up 13 million, up about 18% from last year. So the bottom line is more television, more dollars. And I have the ability, by the way, to show you a Masters badge that has $110 on it per day. I didn't pay anywhere near $110 for it.
Rick, are you at the Turner Endeavor party tonight?
I've been at a number of parties tonight. We had an EverFi party, a Wasserman event, a Lagardère event. And so I will stop by the Turner event as well. But you got to walk by Washington Road at night and watch John Daly bring his Hooters trailer in. And so there is, let me just say it this way, there is room for every demographic at the Masters. How about that?
How about they need to, like, get over the John Daly thing now,
yeah,
finally, after 20 years of watching his fat ass smoking and drinking and and sitting in the Hooters parking lot is so stale. No one gives a rat's ass.
Not only is it stale, but it's not Masters-like.
It really isn't. It's embarrassing. No. Tiger set to star in a series of golf head-to-head matches that he's cut a deal with, right? With Discovery? Who's he doing that with?
Yeah. Discovery, but he's not doing it domestically. He decided that he was able to replicate the model with he and Phil. So he'll call his friends, Ricky and Dustin and everybody else, and they will do it with Discovery Network helping and U.S. Golf TV involved, India, China, Indonesia, all of these places. And the showdown last fall was fine, but it set a deal where Tiger is worldwide. He's not just national. And whether he wins or not, and I love the way he's playing, by the way, everybody does, that he is now relevant for the next few years. And, you know, maybe he wins one, maybe he wins two, maybe he wins four. But he brings another kind of level to the whole business that we didn't think he would get. I'm kind of really excited to root for him.
I hope he wins this weekend. NBC Universal launched a e-commerce platform with Golf Channel titled Shop with Golf. They're selling all kinds of stuff like William Murray Golf, 11 by Venus Williams. What's that about?
Yeah, they're trying to make some money off of the brand, which is great. And remember, CBS has this deal with ESPN sharing, but NBC Universal announces the app, Venus Williams and others, and what they're trying to do is to bring the Golf Channel into relevance. The platform, right before the Masters launch, when golf reaches its peak interest, brings retail entertainment firmly into the golf space. So you can actually buy stuff. You can talk about entertainment, and you can have people like Venus Williams, who's not a golfer but an entertainer, so tennis player but entertainer. So that's what NBC tried to do, to pirate, not illegal, but pirate the interest of CBS and ESPN on the Friday Saturday, and of course Sunday Monday is Thursday Friday, and then Saturday Sunday is all CBS.
So tell me about all these shoes these guys are wearing and new lines for Masters Week, like Spieth wearing these Spieth 3 Under Armours, et cetera.
Yeah, but Spieth can wear whatever he wants, but he better be able to putt soon. I mean, that's his bottom line. And so the color theme runs through Nike's group of shoes. Jordan Spieth wears that special edition of the Spieth 3 by Under Armour. The shoes feature subtle pops of pink. Forbes noted that Adidas has used the $2 Georgia Peace ice cream sandwich available during the Masters Week for inspiration. And so you got a lot of folks wearing a lot of different stuff. And the bottom line is, this is an amazing Masters because you have these Masters champs. How about one shot back is, you know, Tiger, and then Phil is there. And so I know it's going to rain during the weekend, but it's going to be really fun to watch not only the players but the brands.
It won't be raining in Long Beach for the Grand Prix. They're revving up the engines, IndyCar racing in Grand Prix style, Long Beach, Cali. I used to go to that. What a party that is.
I'm going tomorrow. 45th anniversary of the Acura brand of Long Beach, the 11th hour signing of them. It takes place this Saturday and Sunday. Zach Veach finished fourth. He's the Group 1001's guy, Andretti's guys, a lot of them as well. EverFi, his launch day program. This is an amazing thing. I can't wait to get to Long Beach. When were you there? Was it cool?
Well, I used to live in Huntington Beach, so I used to go every year and, you know, try to sleep with, you know, as many women as possible.
Yeah, no, but talk about something that's realistic. Now, don't just be aspirational.
Okay.
You gotta be real. Your listeners really... They want to hear what really happens, not what you think you could.
Actually, it's the exact opposite what they want to hear, and it's well beyond your pay grade.
There you go, man.
Baseball has brought back Food Fest. That makes me hungry.
Makes me hungry too, man. I'm waiting for the next bolt of food here at one of the Augusta parties. 2018 had the Food Fest offering: Aramark, Center Plate, Delaware North, Legends, all the big guys, London, Tokyo, Monterey, Mexico. This year, and so they're trying to bring back this big deal, the Choro dogs from the Diamondbacks, the Dodger dog from the Dodgers, and they're trying to do these big food fests at major locations around baseball. Kind of cool, because what they're doing is explaining to baseball people that this stuff is here to stay and you ought to support it.
Let's go to the power of sports and tell me about the Boston versus Bullies charity.
Well, it's done in a lot of different contexts. And, you know, the bottom line of all of this is Boston has become this major Boston Strong initiative. The issue is an anti-bullying initiative, Boston Sports Museum, Ellie Raceman, Patrick Chung, Terry Rozier, Mookie Betts, others are lending their name to making sure that people around Boston, Boston Strong does not include Boston Bullying. And it's kind of fun because the Boston Museum of Sports is leading it, and we have the honor to televise it and bring it to the next step. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing this stuff, don't do it. Just be excited about the fact that the Red Sox are, what, 3-10?
Oh, and how about your boy Pat Mahomes? He's got the Mahomes charity, 15 and the Mahomes.
Yeah, and by the way, my boy Pat Mahomes, who I saw at the Final Four, and kind of really cool, even though they didn't win. 15 for 15 signature program, the charity dedicated to improving the lives of children. The foundation supports initiatives focusing on health, wellness, communities. Coming off the best rookie season of all time, he's committed to making a household NFL name by giving back a little bit, and he's a real thing. Believe me, he is a big deal. Not only credit to Texas Tech, but obviously Kansas City.
Yeah, he's definitely got a great arm. They have to do something in the postseason, though, before everybody starts putting him in the Hall of Fame. Right. Enjoy the Long Beach Grand Prix out in Cali. Have a safe trip. Thanks for calling us from the Masters, Rick.
Can't wait. We'll talk next week. Sorry about yesterday.
All right, Rick Haro tonight from Augusta, where the whole weekend they're calling for, well, Sunday, crappy weather. Saturday should be okay. Moving day should be good to go. So enjoy the Masters tomorrow, because Sunday you won't be enjoying it when they're in suspended play all day. Drag.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.